Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. Tamid, the carbon tamid, Kariv Betisha, at times it was brought with 9 Kohanim, like we had mentioned in the previous Mishnah. And then there are times at Ba'asara, when the carbon tamid was brought with 10 Kohanim. And then Be'achad Asar, there were times when it was brought with 11 Kohanim. And Bishnei Masar, there were times when it was brought with 12 Kohanim. Lo Pachos, it was never brought with less than 9 Kohanim. V'lo yoter, and it was never brought with more than 12 Kohanim. So, Ketzad, what are the cases? Let's discuss the cases of 9, 10, 11, and 12. Atzmo, the carbon tamid itself, meaning bringing its limbs, the evarim, the limbs, minchaso, its mincha offerings, nesacho, its libations every single day, right? The carbon tamid was brought every day. That's what it's called, tamid. Tamid means always. So Betisha normally was 9 Kohanim, like we just mentioned in Mishnah Gimel. We'll just quickly recap. The first Kohen would bring up the head and the foot. The second Kohen would bring up the 2 hands. The third would bring the oketz and the regal, like this back part of the animal with the tail and the foot. The fourth person would bring up the chazeh, the chest, and the geira, the neck. The fifth person would bring the 2 flanks. The sixth person would bring the innards. The seventh person would bring the solas, the fine flour. The eighth person would bring the chavitin, the chavitin offerings. The ninth person would bring the yayin, the wine. Just quickly recapping. So that was a standard case of every single day. And that was done with 9 Kohanim. Bechag, but on Sukkot, that aside for the nisach, the libations of the yayin, of the wine, there were also nisach hamayim, the libations of the water. So now, biyad echad slocha shamayim, there was one Kohen that would go up, and he would bring up a jug of water. Harikan asara. So add that Kohen to the 9, now you'll have 10. Bein harbayim, and the carbon tamid that was brought in the evening, be'achad asara. So now I'll show you an example where there was 11 Kohanim. How? Because the tamid that was brought in the evening, hu atzma betisha, the actual carbon tamid was with 9, like we just mentioned, right? The regular one of the morning was 9. And now in the evenings, ushnayim, there were 2 Kohanim in addition in the evenings, biyadam, in their hands, shnei gizrei eitzim. There's a mitzvah to add to the carbon tamid in the evening. The tamid was brought twice a day, every day. Once in the morning, once in the evening. In the evening one, there was a mitzvah to add to the carbon tamid, shnei gizrei eitzim, these 2 pieces of wood, ma'arechas ha'eitzim shalom mizbeach, on the top of the altar where the wood was, to use for firewood to burn the mizbeach. So in the evening, there was a mitzvah to add 2 pieces of wood. These 2 pieces of wood would be added by 2 Kohanim. So 9 plus 2 is 11. So now the evening carbon tamid was a case where you had 11 Kohanim. And they learned this out of different psukim in the Torah. Okay. What about the case of, and then here's another case of 11 also. They throw in another case. It would be Shabbos. On Shabbos, the carbon tamid of the morning on Shabbos, also, Ba'achar Asar was brought with 11 Kohanim. How? Hu Atzma Betisha, the standard way, was with 9 Kohanim. Ushnayim, and then 2 more, Biyadim, in their hands, Shnei Bazichei Levona, 2 spoons of the Levona, the spices, the frankincense, Shalechem Hapanim, of the Lechem Hapanim. There were these 2 spoons of Levona that were brought together with the Lechem Hapanim. It's learned out of different psukim and Sefer Vayikra, that every single Shabbos, every week, when they would remove the lechem hapanim, they would be makta, they would burn these 2 spoons of lavona, and 2 kohanim would be osik in the burning in the haktara. So there are actually 2 cases where you'll have 11. Either the regular evening carbon tamid, where they would add 2 kohanim to the 9 to bring these 2 gizrei eitzim, 2 pieces of wood, onto the mizbeach, or on a regular Shabbos, even if it's in the morning, but it's on Shabbos, they would add these 2 spoons of Lavona when they'd be removing the Lechem upon them. So here's another case where there'd be 11. And then what's the case of 12? The final case would be, Ubi Shabbos Shabbatuch HaChag, when Shabbos falls out on Sukkot, Shabbatuch HaChag HaSukkot, in Sukkot, Biyad Echad Slocha Shalmayim, there was one person would have to bring a jug of water because they had Nosef Od coming betamid Shashachar Shvedos Slocha Shalmayim Lenuzichamayim Arikan Shnei Masar. So we said on Shabbos already, you have the 9 of the standard. You have plus 2 in the morning because they bring these Bazichi Lavona, these spoons of Lavona to burn it, and they remove the Lechem Apanim. So that's 9 plus 2 is 11. And then there was another Kohen that would bring, when Shabbos will fall on Sukkot, the libations for the water, the Nisach HaMayim. So that cone would add to the group to make it 12. So now you have the cases of 9, 10, and 11, and 12, when the Korban Tumah was brought throughout the year in different scenarios, never less than 9, and never more than 12. Okay, that wraps up Mishnah Hay. Moving on to Mishnah Vav. So Mishnah Vav is coming to teach us that Davka, a Korban of a Keves, a lamb, which is Ben Shnaso within 1 year, like a carbon tumid, is brought with 9 kohanim. But a different kind of carbon would require more kohanim, and that's what we're going to see in Mishnah Vav, and then tomorrow in Mishnah Zion as well. So Mishnah Vav, ayil a ram, not a lamb, a ram with an R, carbon ayil a ram, which is 2 years old, ben shteishanim, kariv b'charasar, it's brought with 11 kohanim, not with 9. Habasar b'chamisha, the meat, was brought with 5 kohanim. Like, just like we mentioned before by the carbon tumid, the first one would bring the head and the foot, the second one would bring the 2 hands, the third would bring the oikis, this back part of the animal with the tail and the regal and the foot, harvi, the fourth would bring the chest and the geira, the neck, chamishi, the fifth one would bring the 2 flanks. Okay? So that's 5. Now, hakravayim, the innards, shem kavedim, the very heavy, by a ram, more than a lamb. Vahasolas, vahayayin, the fine flour and the wine, they were also greater by a ram than a lamb, because the solas, shasolas bekeves, the solas by a lamb was isaron echor, was 1 isaron, but by a isle, by a ram, it was 2 esronim. And wine, the yayin, by a keves, by a lamb, was revius a hin, a quarter of a hin, which is 3 lug, but by an isle, by a ram, it was shlishus a hin, it was a third, it wasn't a quarter of a hin, it was a third of a hin, it was 4 lugim. So now, b'shnayim, kol davar, each of these things, the kravayim, the innards, the solas, the fine flour, the yayin, and the wine, since they were all greater by the isle, by the ram, than by the lamb, each one has to be brought by 2 kohanim. Kol davar karev, b'shnei kohanim, each one was brought by 2 kohanim. Therefore, there's another 6 kohanim, and amongst all of them, you'll have 11. So what the Mishnah is coming to tell us over here is that by a normal carbon tumid, which was a keves, a lamb, standard was 9 kohanim that brought it. But by different karbanos, for example, a isle, a ram, where different parts of the animal were heavier, or different parts of the animal, there were more things that were brought, so standard would be brought with 11 kohanim. And then tomorrow, when we learn Mishnah Zion, we'll see that when they brought a par, a cow, it was actually 24 kohanim. So there's a difference between which animal they bring for the karbanos, and that wraps up Mishnah Vav.